This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, is how I want to start this. We are looking at a series of messages titled simply, Resolving Conflict. Conflict in the home, conflict in the world, conflict wherever it might be. That is what we are looking at. And we come rather appropriately in this day and age to this powerful scripture from Paul as he writes to the church in Rome. Romans the 13th chapter, from verse 1. Listen to what Paul says. He says this: everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. For the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like to live without fear of the authorities? Do what is right, and they will honor you. The authorities are God's servants sent for your good. But if you are doing wrong, of course you should be afraid, for they have the power to punish you. They are God's servants sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. So you must submit to them, not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a clear conscience. A very, very powerful piece of scripture. A very powerful word from God. In this day and age, you see, some of us do things that are wrong without even realizing it. Some of us drive along the freeway at ridiculous speeds. I've done it myself. Sometimes I've been caught, oftentimes I have not been caught, but I've been going over the speed limit. I have a pastor friend who went to visit a man in Australia who was born again and a wonderful man of God. He was a multi-billionaire, this man, that my friend had gone to visit. And he had a beautiful car. And I remember my friend telling me this car was just a gorgeous, gorgeous car. It was a Mercedes of some description, but a very expensive car. And this man asked my friend if he would like to travel across Australia with him. And my friend said, yeah, that would be great. And there they are on this road. They're going across this desert. Nobody around. A straight road for at least 200 miles. And this man was driving at 55 miles an hour. And my friend said, why are you driving so slowly? There's no one around. He said, because it's the law. It's the law of this land that I drive at 55 miles an hour, so that is what I'm doing. 55 miles an hour is what I'm doing. And my friend was astounded. And this man said to my friend, if I go above the speed limit, I'm breaking the law. How can I expect Almighty God to protect me? Beloved, that was a lesson I learned a long time ago. But still I forget. Still I do it. And you see, if I get caught, then immediately I'm in conflict with the government. I'm in conflict with the law. And there is aggravation and there is hassle. You know, quite recently I was in France and I was driving down this road, and I wasn't sure what the speed limit was, and I wasn't going particularly fast, but I was still caught speeding. I was driving 90 kilometers an hour, and I was in an 80 kilometer hour zone, and I was caught speeding. It meant that I had to pay a fine of 45 euros. That came through the post. And then I had difficulty in paying it because I didn't have enough numbers on this form that they had sent me. It was confusing, very confusing. But with God's help, I paid that fine, and I paid it very quickly. Beloved, if we do wrong, we can expect punishment. If we do not respect the government, we can expect to be in conflict with the government. Protests go on all the time about injustice. I look at our own country here in the United Kingdom, and I think about what the government are doing by trying to cut welfare, social welfare, for people who have no money. And the reason they're trying to cut it is because there are so many people who are fraudulently claiming benefits when they shouldn't. But what about those who are not fraudulently claiming? What about those who are suffering because of that? You see, I've even noticed that when someone is disrespecting the law in such a way as they would fraudulently claim benefits that they're not entitled to, other people are going to suffer the consequences for that. Beloved, Paul is telling us very clearly, everyone must submit to governing authorities. Whoever has been voted in, then you have to submit to that. You may not like it. You may not like the person. You may not like what they're saying. You may not like what they're doing. But the Bible tells us we have no choice. And if we want to protest about what the government are doing, we are putting ourselves in the front line for conflict, and then we immediately have conflict with the government. And what does that do? It doesn't end well. So let's just say, for instance, I want to protest about something, and I go on a march with a bunch of other people, and trouble happens. How can I expect Almighty God to protect me in that situation when I have put myself in that place so that I can be attacked? And I'll tell you this, I firmly believe this. Satan wants us to do that. He wants us to go into harm's way. He wants to put us in harm's way because he wants to remove us. He wants to take us away. Because what we do by praying and by seeking the face of Almighty God is far more powerful than any protest that you could ever make against the government. And when you feel like protesting, instead of protesting, protest to the Heavenly Father. Just say, Lord, I don't believe this is fair. This is how things change, via prayer, through prayer. Things change in this world. At the moment, we are seeing all sorts of conflicts and wars. We are seeing battles. We are seeing governments that are saying, we want to go to war against this terror crusade that's going on in the Middle East. And therefore, governments across the globe are sending over fighter planes and doing what they are doing. But beloved, each government has made a decision to do that. And we have no choice but to accept what they're saying and what they're doing. Because, beloved, whether you believe this or not, we are in their hands. They have the power to change whatever, but God has the power over them. Paul is telling us very clearly, for all authority comes from God. I don't care where it is. I don't care who it is. Paul is saying it very clearly. All authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So who are we supposed to look toward? When we're in conflict, when we feel conflict coming, who are we supposed to look toward? We are supposed to look toward heaven and to look toward our Heavenly Father, who has placed these people in that position. God allowed it to happen, beloved. God allowed those people to be in a position of power that they would rule the governments, that we have to abide by their laws. Jesus even said this: "Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's." He was talking about income tax. And therefore we have no choice in that matter. Jesus is saying it: "Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's." Paul is saying it here. So anyone who rebels against authority, watch this, is rebelling against what God has instituted. Anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. I believe this so firmly. That someone who is in power, someone who is the head of the government, whoever that person might be, one day will stand before Almighty God and be judged for what they did and the decisions they took. If those leaders are not turning toward Almighty God and saying, "Lord, what should we do in this situation?" then they have to pay the consequence. Do you see where I'm coming from here? So the one thing that we can do, in protest if you will, is to turn our faces toward Almighty God and keep our faces well and truly fixed on Him who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to keep our eyes truly transfixed on Him and say, "Lord, what do we do? Lord God Almighty, what do we do?" And I believe that God will speak very clearly if you wish to listen. I want to pray now. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that we would resolve any conflict we might have with the government or against the governments of this world. Father, teach us, Lord God, to turn toward You in these times of crises, to be able to say, "Lord, what can we do?" And I believe the Lord would say to you in return, what you can do is constantly pray. What you can do is keep talking to Me, because I will keep you there, and I will keep you, and I will protect you, and I will honor you, for you are precious to Me. You are honored, and I love you, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for Your message today. And Lord God, we give You the honor and the glory and the power that is due Your holy name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.